He would steer that wagon, the middle mule.
Yeah.
You see? Because he had those two pieces of wood that was hitched to him with some traces and everything, all leather equipment. Naturally, you might put leather equipment on that mule so you don't blister him, you see? And he'd hold that, and he was the driver of the wagon. That's what would turn your wheels. You had on a circular, you could almost make a complete circle with a wagon. Or you put one piece in the middle, put two mules on each side, and put two in front.
Yeah.
Then you would ride that left mule, and that was your lead, or the front mule had to be your lead mule. You had the one line on that mule. In other words, you talk to him, tell him to go left or right. That was your, you put your best mule there.
And the tracers came back and hitched onto
Well, they hitched onto a back band, they call it.
Was there a piece of wood back there?
Some had piece of wood that you put a trace on it. We call it like a saddle, a wooden saddle, you see.
Yeah.
You had a notch in that wooden saddle that your trace would go over it so you don't blister your mule. And two pieces of wood, piece of wood that was made oval shape, you know, to fit the back of the mule.
A single tree?
A single tree was what you hooked the traces to in the back.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah.
And then on a wagon that had two mules, you had a...
On a wagon where you had two mules in the back and two in front, you had another big signal tree in front that was hooked on the tongue of the wagon.
Yeah.
They could turn your wagon, but your back mules could turn your wagon too. But you were pulling on that tongue, you see, with the two front mules, where the back of used to pull, the single tree was directly on your wagon, you see. Mm-hmm. You could either pull your wagon with two mules or four mules. Naturally, four mules, we had more mule power. You could bring a three-ton load, where two mules, you could bring maybe a ton. You understand?
Now, on the wheels, you had the hub, and then the spokes went out of that into the wood.
The wooden spokes.
Into the wood.
Into the wood. Outside was a rim, iron rim.
Uh-huh.
And then you had that going, and then I would say you had some, at that time you had pretty good grease. Had a black grease.
Mm-hmm.
But you about every 2 or 3 days if you rode far. You see, we used to take cane from here and bring it to the railroad track you just passed in Labrador.
Yeah.
That was about 2 miles home.
When the wheels started squeaking you.
Well, yeah. A fella knew it. You wouldn't leave them squeak because you would wear and tear your wagon.
What'd you do?
You grease them. Jack them up and grease. We had a pole on a
nut.
No nut. You just had a piece that was half moon and you had a pin. And then that half moon would close over that pin so it couldn't come out. That's all you had on a wagon. Your wagon never did back, you see. Your wagon can back, but it wouldn't. You don't back a wagon like you do with a tractor today. Mules not going back a wagon straight unless you had good mules.
Mm-hmm.
So if that nut would come like this and that pin couldn't come out regardless, you had a little hose that had to pass, you see. It was well made. It was well made.
Yeah, any different types of wagons?
Or? Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I guess they had a cane wagon.
No,
the cane you would ride in. Do you remember, or did you always have a car?
No, we had a buggy. We had a buggy with lights on, man. Sure, we had a buggy with full lights on.
Carbide lights?
Yeah, carbide, and some of them with kerosene. But it was enclosed, you know. We had full lights, two in the back and two in the front. I remember that as it come. And we used to put in our buggy either, the, like you said, one horse or two horse.
Yeah.
We could change that piece of wood in the center. You put two pieces of wood, I call that two pieces of wood, the harness for the one horse, or put the tongue in the center and put two horses.